This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Yeah, I'll just say again at the top of this segment, I was opposed to the online sports betting bill primarily because of the lies they were telling about what it would do for schools. I don't really care if you're an adult, if you bet online or not. That's completely up to you. The fact that they lied that it would create $100 million a year for schools really irked me. Unfortunately, it worked. It sucked enough people in who weren't gambling addicts that they voted for it. And it's now law. Now the question is, how does it get implemented? And now some people are mad at our Secretary of State, Denny Hoskins, who I've got on the phone this morning, because he won't make this an emergency. Mr. Secretary, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Great to have you on. You know, I heard you on Mark Reardon's show yesterday afternoon talking about this issue. You introduced your own bill for sports betting at one point, didn't you?
That is true. I had a sportsbook only bill several times, and I had a combination of sportsbook and video lottery terminal bills several times in the Missouri State Senate.
And what was the difference in those bills than the one that ended up getting passed through initiative petition?
Well, the tax rate was one big difference. So the one that the casinos proposed, along with the professional sports teams, has a 10% tax rate. Most of the surrounding states have a 20% tax rate. And then most of the surrounding states put more money in for problem compulsive gambling here into the state of Missouri. So overall, I know we all saw those commercials that said, hey, you know, before the election, hey, if sportsbook passes, this is going to be a windfall for education, $35 million more a year, $50 million more a year, $100 million more a year.
Yeah, right.
But I will tell you, right. But according to House Bill 2, and I talked to the budget chairman, Dirk Deaton, House Bill 2 and DESE's budget, where they would actually receive the money from the gambling revenue, page 39, they're expecting $1,084,000 in fiscal year 2026.
So divided up by however many school districts around Missouri, that's pennies on the dollar. I mean, they're not going to be able to do anything with that.
That's right. That's right. It's not the windfall that those commercials said that it was going to be. And in fact, I think Chairman Dirk Deaton said it best when they were going through the budget book and DESE was presenting their budget. He said, I may have to go back and rewatch some of those commercials for those pro sports book commercials that were on, because it seems like they were saying we'd get a lot more money for education than $1,084,000 a year.
So when it comes to when this whole thing rolls out, the initial timeline I heard was summer. And then I thought that one of the reasons given as to why it was taking that long was because essentially the license have to be given out at the exact same time so that one group doesn't have an advantage over the other. Am I understanding that correctly?
I think that's part of it. Now, you know, what the Missouri Gaming Commission did is they submitted two proposed set of rules, one the regular rules and one emergency rules. They're basically the exact same thing. But they said that this was an emergency. And so I went to, you know, Missouri state statute, which and Missouri Constitution, which I was uphold, I took an oath to uphold here as Secretary of State to figure out exactly what is an emergency according to state statute. Well, there's four things. And one of them is if I find an immediate danger to the public health safety or welfare of Missourians. Well, making sure that Sportsbook goes live so multimillionaires can become billionaires sooner and it would go active in June or July versus September, October does not have anything to do with being an immediate danger to the public health, safety, or welfare of the state.
So why do you think the Gaming Commission did that? Did they do that to under pressure from the casinos to make this happen sooner?
You know, it's hard to speculate why exactly they did that. But I would say that they were feeling some immense pressure from some of the casinos saying that, hey, we want to go live sooner with this. And so we can start bringing in that revenue from this.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people insinuating that you're dragging your feet on it because you didn't agree with sports betting.
Yeah, that's absolutely not true. You know, I'm as Secretary of State, I take my job very seriously, and I am committed to putting scrutiny on any initiative petition that comes through. And two of the big differences, I've had a lot of people contact me and say, hey, you know, we feel like we were sold a false bill of goods here. It said it was going to bring in all this money and it's only projected to bring in $1 million. We would like some public comment on period on that. And so if I would approve the emergency rules, there would be no public comment period on the rules that have been proposed. It would not go through JCAR, which is a joint committee of the Senate and House to go through those rules. It would have been literally fast track with no public input. And so I think that that's very important that the public get some input on these proposed rules and what they were told in those commercials last fall versus the reality that it looks like and is going to be the case in House Bill 2.
Yeah, it's a good point. Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins on the phone with us right now. It certainly doesn't. I don't know what the difference is, whether you could gamble in June or August, but it's important to some people who said, hey, we passed it. It should be legal. Why can't we do it soon enough? There's just a process you have to go through, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's a process. And like I said, I'm sticking to Missouri state law. And in fact, if I would have said, hey, yes, I'm going to go ahead and approve this emergency rule so you can bet in July versus September or whatever the dates are going to be. Actually, in state law, it says that someone that is harmed, so anyone could have said, hey, I don't believe that this actually was an emergency rule, and I'm going to sue the state of Missouri. I'm going to sue the Missouri Gaming Commission in the Circuit Court of Cole County for damages, because obviously this does not meet the definition of emergency according to Missouri state law.
So come September, if this still isn't up and running, what happens then? Is there anything that could further delay it?
No, not as far as I know. I mean, there will be a public, like I said, a 30-day public comment period. It has to go live by December 1st, and this is the statutory date, just like any other initial petition that comes through. So we're publishing it in what we call the Missouri Register, which is an administrative rules. We're publishing it in the quickest one that we can get into, which is in March. That goes through my office, so we're not delaying that. We're going ahead and publishing those rules in the soonest that we can. And so, yeah, if it in September, if they don't have it live yet, I mean, it has to be live by December 1st. And, you know, we've all known that this election was certified with, I think, 50.05% voted yes, 49.95% voted no. The Missouri Gaming Commission has plenty of time since they found out this was certified last December in order to get the rules proposed, in order to get the application license. You know, there's every other state surrounding us does have sports book except for Oklahoma. Oklahoma does not. So, we're the show me state. There's lots of opportunities for other states to show us how what has worked in their state.
Yeah. Mr. Secretary of State, I know yesterday the Senate voted to sort of curb the court's power when it came to revising ballot summaries. I mean, that's traditionally been, an issue in Missouri when somebody challenged ballot language and the court just randomly decided to rewrite it. This would give you up to three different attempts to write the ballot language before a court could take that power away from you, correct?
Yes, it would give me three times. And so after the third time, I believe that it would go to the courts. But, you know, I know Senator Bratton is the one that filed this bill. I have said that, hey, if the legislature is going to change state statute, I would prefer this new language. And so I look forward to visiting with him and seeing what the House does with the bill.
Yeah, good. And I mean, it's just it also expands the paragraph, right? Did I read that correctly? To like from 50 to 100 words? Is that correct?
Yes, I believe that is correct. It does expand, so you can put more detail into that actual ballot language.
Yeah, which we definitely want to do because obviously. Hey, I have a question for you. I don't know if you and I have talked about this or not. Would you support, I think Nick Schroer has a bill to do this, moving these off season elections, this April election that's coming up, that are oftentimes school board or municipal elections, to either August or November?
I have supported that as a state senator, as a state representative. So I have supported those type of bills in the past.
Excellent. All right. Denny Hoskins, we appreciate your time today, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great having you on. We appreciate that. The Secretary of State there on what he says is going on with sports betting, in case you've been wondering. So no matter what happens, you'll still be able to bet on all the college football playoffs by December, if nothing else. And then the Super Bowl next year, and it'll be in place sometime later this year. I think he's right about one thing, regardless of where you stand on this. The people who want to get this done the fastest are the casinos, so they can start raking in the money, since the house always wins at the end of the day. I mean, I go to the casino sometimes. If I go, I'm usually playing
Texas Hold'em?
Texas Hold'em or cards. I'm not usually on a slot machine, because that's where the house definitely always wins, on the slot machines. But if you want to gamble, I think that's entirely up to you. I have no problem, never had any problem with somebody gambling if they're an adult and that's how they choose to
waste their money. I know people have
to
won
fill
big.
Out the budget.
I'm not one of those people who's willing to gamble, but I get it.
It happens on
addicting.
Occasion.
That's it. It's addicting because you get that rush when you get the one win, and you're like, I can do it again.
I can double
my money.
I was talking to somebody the other day who knew somebody that hit some long shot parlay and made like $20,000 on some bet. But you know, that's like going to the casino and hitting a jackpot. It happens on occasion, but most often the house wins.
Get more at 971talk.com.